Sorry.
Without objection from the commission, I'd like to have Mr. Stickles' email, the combined email from Mr. Kulka and Ms. Norman entered into the record, as well as Penny Polemus's.
So moved.
I don't need to move. Oh. Thank you. Commissioner Hogan.
I would just, first of all, I'd like to also disclose that I have two teachers that are from the wonderful school of Franklin that teach here. So I'd like to disclose that. I just had a question about the sidewalks. Can you kind of show me where they're going to go? How far?
There will be where you're proposing a sidewalk on West Forest Hill Avenue. Along here, there isn't one that exists currently. Mm-hmm. And then on this side, there's currently an asphalt patch there.
Right. Which is terrible. I'm sorry, but it is.
We are proposing to remove and replace that.
So you have a sidewalk over on both
with
sides?
Concrete.
Correct.
Okay.
The sidewalk will extend to here.
I just have concerns because of the increase with another grade going into there. I mean, there are kids, when that school lets out, there's kids. Did somebody just say that they're taking out a stop sign?
No.
They weren't removing us? They're going to keep the four
ways?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey. Alderman Dandrea.
I'm not familiar with any sidewalk. Is that a walking path along the roadway?
It's next to the district office building.
It's asphalt.
It's not next to it, but it's
this going this way.
Yes. Yeah.
Not going this way.
Correct.
This is shoulder.
But the other way.
And you're going to put it. You're going to put in a sidewalk to go this way, and it's going to end at Matt's property.
Correct.
That'll look great. Wait, as I prefaced before, I hope you work with the neighbors to make sure, because what are these kids going to do? They're going to go to the end of the sidewalk and they're going to walk across his driveway, keep walking past Virginia's property and everything else. We've got to logically think this out what kids do. Okay, I know exactly what they're going to do. You know, the school system used this area as an educational, environmental experience for the science classes years ago. And now we're removing this entirely, except for a section of it over here. Okay. Granted, I'm going to ask. I know why we're building here, because it's convenient. But is it the best site in this city for this school?
We did an alternatives analysis, which we had to do because of the wetlands issue, and we looked at various options for this site as well as the other school district site. Fortunately, the other school district site has wetlands on it as well, and it's not functional for what they need.
Okay. I'll defer to
the city engineer.
I will mention that one of the benefits that I saw for this project, which hasn't been mentioned yet, is the fact that currently we have a lot of athletic fields there in the front. We have a lot of people trying to park so they don't have to walk. The thought was is that if you can move the athletic fields to the back and create the parking back there, it's going to really eliminate a lot of the issues that we're having, people trying to park in Forest Hill.
That is correct. There's been a nightmare of parking along this in the grass and then going up into these neighbors' roads and parking in front of their driveways where it doesn't even allow them to get out. So this plan does solve that, okay? It creates other problems, but it does solve that problem. I guess I'm concerned... concerned with the neighbors of, is this a bioswale system going around that parking lot that's going to be over here? You talked about bioswales going in along back in here.
Yeah, there are two bioretention basins proposed on the downstream side of the parking lot.
Okay, so that water will be directed into a bio program to go into that retention system?
It will go into the bioretention basin and hold it flow into the retention facility.
Okay, thanks.
Commissioner Leone.
Just to follow up on Alderman DeAndrea's question, where is the other school district site that you looked at that you said had wetland impacts as well?
It's located on Hilltop Lane and South 83rd Street.
Stonewood Glen.
It's west of
Stonewood Glen. Oh, the parcel near the theater. Yeah, man. Okay. And if you did that, you'd find it.
And could you just go into a little bit more detail why that was a less viable option than what you're going forward with now?
The main reason was the wetlands. We looked at inventory maps and saw that there were a lot of wetlands on that site, and it doesn't have the same acreage as this site. So the combination of the smaller site with the wetlands did not provide enough area. The topography was not ideal for that, as well as there'd have to be a lot of cut fill in order to make that site work. Cost implications as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Steve, one more question.
Alderman DeAndrea.
There is never a future outlet plan for another road to go toward Lake Point, is there?
Not that I know.
School system?
From the schools.
Or Joel?
Just staff suggests that if, okay. If emergency access needs it.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of citizens that don't want that, but okay.
That's why we only suggest it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the question I propose to you is who'd pay for it right away, because we'd have to buy it off of private land.
That's correct. It would have to be bought from that gentleman. Right there.
One last question for the school district. You are proposing this plan, and staff is recommending we table it. Is there a strong, compelling reason not to support tabling that, or is there a cost issue to the citizens of the school district, or is there some other reason not to table it so that some of these issues can be addressed to move the project forward smoothly? Or is there some compelling reason that you could convince me not to table it?
Mr. Milzer, your name and address, please.
Jim Milzer, 8255 West Forestville. We would like approval tonight so that we can move forward. We are going to make the changes that were suggested by staff. Want to see us come back again, we can come back to the next meeting and still stay on target with the July County Council meeting. So that is possible. We would like approval so that we know these are the things we need to do and to get our maps and all of this to match what we've talked about with city staff in the comments here tonight.
And I'm not just concerned, Mr. Miller, I'm not just concerned with city staff, I'm also concerned with the neighbors. Mm-hmm. I might just give you more time. I have not heard yet a compelling reason not to table it, so I'm suggesting that gives you more time. I mean, it sounds like it would not be a problem for the school district.
It would not be a problem.
Okay.
Okay, is there a motion to table this to the July 6th Plan Commission meeting, the special exception, natural resource special exception?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now on the site plan. Is there a motion regarding the site plan? The suggested motion is a motion to approve the resolution approving a site plan for construction of new Forest Park Middle School and associated parking lots.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the site plan. All those in favor of the motion to approve the site plan signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Leone?
Nay.
Commissioner Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler?
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes. The mayor does not need to vote on this. 4 ayes, 1 no, motion carries. Thank you. My concern is marry the two, get it right, one document, move on, and listen to what the neighbors have to say. But you already will, so. Oh, and relative to the sidewalk, folks, school district puts it in now. It doesn't mean it's going to go past the Normans. I don't know where we put it. We're not doing that. Matt, we're not doing it. Don't worry about it. Okay. You want to take a...
Let's take a break. That'd be cool. I don't know.
I can use a break.
Quarter after.
Okay.
He's coming in now. City attorney's walking.
It is 9:17. We're back in session. Move on to item... So who do I irritate? A developer or... Let's not irritate the Lions Club. Lions Club. Move on to item four. Sorry, Dan. You're getting paid. Move on to item four, Lions Club private park use and storage garage move. It's two separate actions. One's a special use. The other is approving a move. I'll do this, Joel, if you don't mind. City's asked the Lions Club to move the garage that they have at the, essentially at the city garage at the fields on 81st Street to their lot in Luma on St. Martin's Road. What you have in front of you permits them to do that. There's a couple of issues regarding that, but this permits them to do that and locates it almost appropriately, working with staff. And it also permits them to use the area on St. Martin's Road for the St. Martin's Fair parking. Is that correct?
And legitimizes makes official their use of that property as a private park. We never could find an approval.
So we're cleaning it all up.
Cleaning it up.
Now, from me to the Lions guys, we continue to have problems on who's the boss. Pick a boss. Let's get this done right. But we're not here to stand in the way. Questions on the project? Questions on the use for staff? Who is proposing the table?
And
in
the public hearing.
Oh, man. Okay, there's a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conducted a public hearing on Thursday, June 22nd, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Franklin Lions Foundation, Inc. for a special use to allow for private park use for the Franklin Lions Club at 10961 West St. Martin's Road, with the principal use of the park being temporary parking for the annual St. Martin's Fair event as a fundraiser for the Lions Club property zone P1 Park District.
Okay, it's a public hearing on something that's been used that way for a million years.
Oh, you went outside, didn't you?
9:20 is a lot like 7 o'clock. I will open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one wishing to speak, all are willing.
Seeing someone wishing to speak. I guess I'm not understanding why this is being such a complicated issue. So I would like to hear a little bit about, you know, if the engineering department is the one that needs this moved because they want to build this. Why couldn't the city be the applicant and avoid a lot of this other complicated efforts? And I just want to speak on behalf of the Lions because they do so much for the city. And I think that we should be bending over to help them with this issue. And it shouldn't be tabled because they want to get things done. So that's my comment.
Well, the communication problem there is that they've asked for it to be tabled. Mr. City Attorney.
And staff had already prepared a unified development ordinance amendment, which included a provision to allow this as a permitted use, along with the number of structures. And my understanding was the Lions Club decided to go this route instead.
Lions Club guys?
Mr. D. Oh, I thought you said you agree.
No,
that would be the correct answer. I had drafted an ordinance It was at the request of Alderwoman Wilhelm, and it included a provision to get this done. And then before it went to the Plan Commission, I was told that the Lions Club already decided to file an application for special use, and the ordinance amendment wasn't needed, so that part was taken out. Now the rest of the ordinance was approved, and it's done. But it doesn't pertain to this.
I was just wondering if there was some misunderstanding on what that ordinance would have done for them, or maybe there wasn't enough guidance for them. I don't know what happened, but to me it seemed like that would have been the solution, and since it's already passed and over, it would have been that much further ahead.
You see why it gets complicated? Mr.
Deal. No.
The special use allows us to take care of three things at once. Official special use approval as a private park, parking lot issues, and the shed. The UDO text amendment would have only addressed the shed.
Okay.
And so then we encouraged the applicant, you know, identified the options, encouraged him, try to fix everything at once, and then he chose to do the special use.
Okay, if the commission decides to move forward with this and approve it, how does that impact the Lions Club, the foundation, not the Lions Club Foundation, but the foundation for the shed, all the rest of that stuff?
Well, we haven't had a general meeting since this all started to come about.
Well, hold on. What I'm trying to make this easy. So just sit there, would you? I'm joking, of course. So, Joel, what impact, we decide to move forward, what does that place on the Lions Club?
I just want to clarify, move forward tonight?
Yes.
Don't have the standard, the special use responses because the applicant didn't submit. So there's a form they have to fill out to say there's no adverse impact on adjacent properties, so on and so forth. They did not submit that.
Okay. You guys get this worked out. You guys get it worked out. Easy peasy, move on. We want to make this happen for you. I've said that to most of you guys already on the phone. Let's get this.
But then going back to the shed, when we can act on this, as part of that special use, they will be asking for approval to make that shed permitted or allowed. Choose the location. They will identify anything they can think of that might come up in the near term, get pre-approved for it. That's another advantage of the special use. So say, for instance, they want to add a gazebo or expand the shed or something like that. If they can articulate that now, they get pre-approved and don't have to come back.
Did you guys hear that? We're trying to help you. We're here from the government, and we're here to help. Okay. Is there a motion, Mr. City Attorney?
Mr. Deedle, does the public hearing get continued, or is it closed?
I would recommend continue, because we'll have more details and data, and the full disclosure to the public will be easier to explain.
Is there a motion to continue this to the January 6th?
January.
Did it again. July 6th.
July 20th.
I think
Although that was Oren's guess that they needed extra time.
Guys?
He had a meeting Friday. I don't know what the results of that meeting were.
Lions Club.
There was actually a meeting Monday. We went over the application. There is a question we want to have answered by the city staff members before we proceed. So we hope to have that answer in the next couple of days before we have a meeting on Tuesday.
Okay, so you could do the July.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay. Is there a motion to continue the public hearing to July 6th? Plan Commission meeting.
So moved. Seconded.
Discussion of that motion? All those in favor to continue to July 6th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, guys. Whatever you guys need, let us know. Let's get it done. Just in time for the rain. Move back to Dan Chop. Mills Hotel, single-family residential development. This is a special use and a public hearing on that special use. Mr. Fuchs.
I believe, sorry, Mayor, just the item C4, believe there needs to be a motion for the special use and a motion for the building move application as well. Same motion, but for the building move application.
Is there a motion to continue? That's not a public hearing. There's a motion to table the site plan. I'm sorry, the building move. Let me get to the right page, sorry.
It's just the building move because you put the...
There's a motion to postpone the building move to July 6th.
So move.
Seconded.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's do a real simple one first. Item D1, approval for a front yard solid wood fence. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Is that good? Thank you.
Now, back to C2. Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice.
Pizza for all.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 22nd, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council of Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application by Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC, Inc. for a special use to allow for a single-family residential development up to 3 single-family homes on properties owned R8 Multiple Family Residence District and C1 Conservancy District located at 11906 and 11908 West Loomis Road.
So this parcel really abuts Old Ryan Road, or it's really Ryan Road at that
yes.
point. Yes. Okay. 3 lots. Conservancy in the back, up to 3 lots, conservancy in the back.
Yes.
Okay, this is a public hearing. I will open a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Mr. Chop.
Ian Chop, Fair Development. We are the property owners of the 4.5 acres there on West Ryan Road.
This is not it.
Looks nice, though.
Yeah. There we are.
Looks easier.
Property in question is on West Ryan Road. It has approximately 415 feet of road frontage. It's zoned R8 multifamily. And we recently made application for special use approval in the R8 district to allow single family residential. So, on favorable hearing tonight, we would bring forth the CSM, and we're not quite sure what the property will net as far as home sites. We did lay out a conceptual plan showing 3 single-family home sites on the property.
Anyone else wishing to speak on the matter? This is just saying that it's okay to put a single-family home on the line, correct?
Yes, with conditions.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing none. Yes, sir. Please come forward.
We have a question.
Sir, come forward. Give us your name and address, please.
I was just speaking to the developer here, and he said it's going to be on Ryan Road. If it's on Ryan Road, why would it have West Loomis Road address?
Because the parcel goes all the way through, and it's just been...
You build a home there, and you live there. What's your address?
West Ryan Road.
West Ryan Road, not Loomis Road. Because it says Loomis Road on here. That's what's confusing.
Sir, we need your name and address, please.
My name is Dan Mattson. I'm a THSON. I own a property on Franklin on Highway 45, 10082 South Arm 24.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mr. Deedle? Or Mr.
The address for the property
Mr.
is...
Mr. Mattson?
The address for the property is currently the address in the hearing notice off of Loomis Road, but being the change with the recently approved map, the division of the property, that address will be changed for these lots to a Ryan Road address. It just has not happened yet.
Anyone else? You got it just in time, Mr. Mattson. Oh, now you too. Okay, name and address, please.
Eric Belser, LC11930, West Ryan Road. So, the three houses go on then. Basically, north side of that lake, that little pond out there. Correct. Yeah, so all three would be on that side with the annex itself.
There's two existing homes. That this parcel is actually larger. It actually goes across Loomis Road. There's two existing homes on Loomis, which were recently divided. And then there would be three parcels on West Ryan Road. Hopefully. We don't know that yet.
So you're talking about 1 acre lots or something like that, a little over an acre.
It's kind of a crazy calculation, but one proposed, one is two, one is one and a half, and one is one kilo.
Anybody else? You're all that's left. Nothing on this? Okay. I will close the public hearing. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of a special use for single-family residential development use upon a property located at 11906 11908 West Loomis Road, whose address will change in the future?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for bearing with us, Dan. Okay. What do we have left? Salt storage facility, right?
So moved. No.
Move on to item D2, which is a site plan amendment for the City of Franklin Salt Storage Facility. This kind of relates to the Lions Club, but Mr. Dietl.
Just a site plan amendment, no public hearing, and the mayor is correct. One of the things that's going to happen here is the existing shed is the Lions Club's shed, and that's the shed that would be moving to their property in St. Martin's. But the primary point is that the Public Works Department would like to build a salt storage shed roughly in the middle of their storage yard. So that's part of the site plan amendment. They're taking this as an opportunity to also expand that storage, the storage yard, further south. Just the part that's north of the parking lot right now, that existing fence, they would remove that fence, extend the yard almost halfway into that parking lot, put the fence back, and then replace the parking lot lost immediately to the south of the existing parking lot. So that's why the shed has to go. So staff's recommending approval. With one recommendation that the handicapped parking stalls be provided. That's it. Yep.
Mr. City Engineer.
The parking lot, and when we remove it and replace it, we will be using millings from our asphalt so we can roll them to a hard surface and we can paint stripes to stripe the lot, so we can post some handicap stalls.
I'm getting to it here, folks. Is there a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for property located 7979 West Ryan Road to allow for construction of a new salt storage facility, expansion of the Department of Public Works storage yard, and removing your existing two-car storage facility shed and painting handicap stall.
Is it okay to ask a question here before we get there?
Well, let's make a motion first.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Leon.
So at the last meeting that I attended, this seems to be nearby where we're proposing some residential. I think it would be just slightly west and maybe a little north of that area. Our
site actually borders one of the properties that was discussed last time. Right now it's separated by some ball fields.
Okay, so there's no anticipation that this would impact that development, that residential project?
There is a city ordinance that makes it clear that we eventually will take that entire area as our DPW yard. So we've talked to the developer about when they sell their properties, in the deed they'll have to acknowledge that they understand that will someday be a DPW yard.
Right. My question is more with the neighboring properties we're proposing having some additional residential, right, just to the east
right
and south of there, right? Is there any coordination with those developers or anticipation of impacting their ability to build that because we've got a big salt storage facility? Was that considered during the process? It's proximity to it and people not wanting to live near there.
The salt storage is going to be up here.
Okay. So not a concern?
This fence line right here, talking about moving it down here.
Okay.
So the activities are staying well north for now.
Is the ballpark stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
And the sewer line is supposed to come in somewhere, right?
Right here.
Water line.
The water line?
Right
to
here.
Access the property to give them. Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So then we own the city.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.